Is it, are you recording?
Have a level?
Do I have a level? Yes! No. Okay.
I can see your level.
Good.
Okay, so thank you very, very much for sharing. And I'm expecting there'll be quite a wide range of experiences that we have had there. So I'm happy just to sort of, if you can keep it short, because there are quite a few of us and we've only got 10 minutes or so. But if it's possible that we can all sort of say something about what we experienced, it would be really good. Thank you. And who would like to start? And we'll just go down. Or, no, just whenever you feel appropriate time. Jump in. For me, I find it quite interesting that Nancy identifies with the underscore. The underscore is not a place for beginning practice. You need to come to the underscore with a level of experience of contact improvisation to get the most out of it. And I have to keep reminding myself that it's the same with the music-based underscore. There's a lot of traditions about how you interact as a musician that comes from a musical perspective and a musical training. And it's very, very rude of me to even expect that level of understanding from people who do not share that musical practice. But at the same time, I felt we arrived somewhere where the listening was, we'd travelled somewhere to a very nice place of listening.
When you were saying at the end, I think you were saying at the end, I think it was at the end, I really agree. And I think it's fine that it was failing successful in terms of listening. But it really, that moment in the skin sphere, where we were finally arrived at some silence. It's very much in the form of where we ended, and this is probably where we then start. Because if I reflect on my own listening, I know for sure I probably listened much less than. I have a self evaluation about that.
Me, I navigate between grounded and grazing, bonding with the earth and grazing. And I was expecting myself of personally doing contact with the sound, doing contact with someone, getting float in between. What is listening, what is acting, could I do three things at the same time?
Okay.
I'm wondering how long did we get now? We started until now?
Over an hour and 10 minutes.
Almost an hour.
Over. Okay. Hour and 10 minutes.
But from when we started to get to the underscore. For me, in the beginning, it was, I had the impression it was very fast. Then I need also much more time for silence, which means fear. But personally, I need more, and I was like, well, everybody was like, I felt a lot of sound, and I was okay. And afterwards, this part, I tried to hold more of the fear. And I forget totally the time afterwards. I love the notion of time, I think that I see it. So after I was clear, but for me it was a fantastic ending. I love it because I have silence. and I feel like, you know, I could breathe into the silence. I have the impression I could breathe into.
L'expérience, c'est l'autre parallèle between music and dance, music based on the score and dance on the score. Then it's just playing, playing with the sound, while contacting the voice, mostly playing with the body, with the gravity, play kind of. Playful with sound. The other hand, like the dance, I can, it's easy to feel connection between one or two people in the sound, but it's hard to have to be aware of the whole space and every sound in the space. The jam, for me, it's hard to dance with the whole group. I find the results more chaotic, and I was quite happy to be a quiet time in silence because it's quite noisy and messy. And in dancing, it's a problem because everybody can dance and there's not so much interference. But the sound all comes together, and so I find it quite hard this time.
Yeah.
I'd like to see how I was influenced by the sound, like in relation to my position in the room, so whether I wanted to go to a place because of the sound, go away from it, and also some clusters of lots loud sounds that I didn't like, and then I tried to stay in it and feel comfortable into that, and trust that my ears wouldn't explode. Also, sometimes I get a fear that really about the loudness of things, but then if you after you would relax, then it would be bearable again. So that was interesting.
In the beginning, I was lying down, wondering how I would go to with that with my headache.
Oh, sorry.
I fell asleep. I noticed that it's very loud, but I fell asleep, and I couldn't really, when I woke, like, just quickly fall asleep and then wake up and then sound. And I couldn't really say where the sound comes from, and I was very surprised that the group of people were around me somehow. Because I really hate to do not working, you know, so I'm really like,
Alex and somebody else. And this was really like, oh, but it's like that whole thick, you have an overview of the whole, you can have different layers and you can focus on certain things. So I can, the cows, and it's me making it in a way. Mm-hmm. So the cows are there, but I think it's a cow. But I can also focus on one, even with listening. One part of it, so I can go more, like be more relaxed about sounds. And it was very interesting for me because then I had the intention to go up and do something, and I couldn't use my voice. It was just like it's so loud, and my idea was I have to hear something. I have to be very loud and I couldn't make it. And so I tried to think, and I really got into it. That was my movement background. Moving things and listening to what sound it does. That was very nice to have that. And like also the imagery of the moving things, also it's kind of like, it was like the sound of accompanying the sound which was happening. So, yes. And I really appreciate the whole process in that way. And also at certain points, very interesting because the clarinet is so loud. I'm wondering if there is no scale about, not so, I guess not so much because it's very loud. Like it's always like when it is playing, and we'll be here. And it's very hard to focus on something else sometimes. But also through that, it's also like the idea of. No, I don't need to be as loud or louder than the other one. I can just be quiet and have my own sound space with maybe another person and experiencing that with some people and maybe some people. And then the last bit, I really appreciate is how it's more and more built up towards the time.
Opening the door.